last night at approximately 10:30 p.m., officers with the College Station Police Department were dispatched to the 1,000 block of Crescent Point for a burglary of a vehicle. Upon arrival, officers learned two males were seen entering the bed of a pickup and committing a theft. The owner of the vehicle detained one of the suspects, who later admitted to officers that he was in the process of committing a theft from the bed of the pickup. The second suspect involved was not located. The suspect was arrested and charged with burglary of a vehicle. The person arrested was Dalton Tyler Box, 18 years old, a College Station resident.
Gotcha. And so they're continuing to investigate this case?
Yes, this is a continuing investigation.
Okay. And out of curiosity, do you happen to know what he was stealing out of the back?
No, I don't have that information at this moment. That's probably still what's being investigated.
Okay. And may I please hear about the aggravated robbery?
Last night at approximately 11:13 p.m., officers with the College Station Police Department met with a male victim who reported he had been approached by two male suspects. One of the suspects displayed a handgun and demanded the victim's possessions. The incident occurred in the 400th block of Southwest Parkway, close to the parking lot of an apartment complex. The suspects took the victim's cell phone and possessions and fled the scene on foot. The victims did not sustain any injuries during the incident. We do have the descriptions of the two males. They're described as black males. The first suspect is described as a black male in the early 20s, approximately 6'1" to 6'2" tall, slim build, wearing an orange colored shirt and black colored shorts. The second suspect was described as a black male in the early 20s, approximately 5'9", slim built, wearing gray color sweatshirt and black pants. We are asking anyone, if you know any information regarding this incident, to please contact the College Station Police Department. Call us at 764-3600.
And do you have any images from surveillance videos or anything like that yet?
No, we don't have any of surveillance video.